Scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. 1 Corinthians 1:24. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Amen.
This message is based on a senior pastor's lectures on the book of the 1 Corinthians. I explain about 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 31, and I'll tell you the reason why Christ is God's wisdom and power with three points. It was about 30 years ago our senior pastor delivered this message. And I realized while I was preparing for this message that this message is very necessary. When we go out to preach gospel, we hear many good, you know, testimonies. Some people say, you know, I wanted to go to Manmin Church whenever I saw your Manmin Church shuttle bus. And they ask for Manmin newspaper before we preach to them. Someone said, I've been listening to Dr. Gerald Lee's messages for years. But as I saw you in the preaching the gospel, you know, I came to interested in going to your church. Father God makes us His children and leads us to the way of salvation through the way of the foolish. Yes. Well, people think revealing themselves and being acknowledged by others is the best way. However, the wisdom of God is being humble and being Lord. I hope that you may learn how to receive God's wisdom and power so that you can become light and a good example to others. Christ is the wisdom and power of God because man's wisdom is in vain without knowing God's wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says, the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. For those who are perishing, especially those, you know, who do not believe in Jesus Christ, the word of the cross seems foolish. And some non-Christians consider the Christians are fool. Some others believe only in themselves, saying, now how can we believe in God when He cannot be seen? Because the message of the cross seems foolish to them. But for believers who are receiving salvation, it's the power of God. Jesus said in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe in this? Before the times of Jesus Christ, there were countless people who died before listening to this gospel. Now, where did they go? The gospel was introduced this country 100 years ago. Now, people before then were all dead. Well, Dr. Esther Chung explained it last, Sunday. There was a judgment of conscience. After our Lord was crucified on the cross, for 3 days, He preached the gospel as He went to the upper grave. And He said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one who comes to the Father but through me. Those who had good conscience believed in the resurrection of the Lord and they revived. Even though they didn't know about Jesus Christ, out of their good conscience, they acknowledged God. Even though they didn't listen to the gospel, they surely believed that God exists. They didn't do evil, but they did goodness. They didn't hate others. They didn't steal. They were such good people. So even though they died, once they listened to the gospel of Jesus Christ, their spirit revived. So he who believes in me will live even if he dies. That's what the Lord said. And those who have accepted Jesus Christ will never die. Our physical bodies will die and go back to dust, but our spirit will not die. Because our spirit revived by accepting the Lord, we will not die. Just as the Bible says, when the believers die, that they are said to be asleep, not dead. Our spirit will never die. The Lord says, everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? That is, we come out of death and revive to have eternal life. This is done by the power of God. So the message of the cross, which revives the dead and leads them to heaven, is the power of God that nobody has ever imagined. Then how can the message of the cross be the power of God? Our Lord said in John 8, verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, and you want to be the desires of your father. The Bible says, before you accept Jesus Christ, you are of your father, the devil. The unbeliever's, non-Christian's father is the devil, the ruler of this world. We all were children of the devil, but through the way of cross of Jesus Christ, God has become our father. So this is the power of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10 says, by this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. That is, those who do not belong to God belong to the devil. We all formerly did so. We didn't love our brothers. We didn't practice righteousness. But after we accepted Jesus as our Savior, we are living in the truth. We had no choice but to live in sin before, but from the moment we accept Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into us and helps us to live in the Word of God. Let me give you an example. For many of you, it wasn't easy, especially for brothers, to quit smoking and drinking before they accepted the Lord. Even though they made up their mind and they went back to smoking and drinking. But after they accepted the Lord, they could quit those things immediately when they were full of the Holy Spirit. They could begin living in righteousness by the help of God. This, and it is the power of God to change people and enable them to cast away untruth and live in righteousness by the help of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20 says this, for it is written, I'll destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? There are some groups of people who claim to be wise and intellectual. They are proud of themselves. They think all the intellectually developed cultures are the foremost. But before God, it's not so. Ecclesiastes says, all in this earth is vanity. Knowledge, fame, social power, and wealth all perish and disappear. They all fall into hell in the end if they have no faith. So all is vanity. However, those who fear God and keep and practice His word receive blessings. It's not valueless to have fame, social power, or wealth in Jesus Christ. We can give glory to God by offering these qualities for the kingdom and righteousness of God. So this will be our reward in heaven, and thus, it's a blessing. So even if you become a good scientist or very renowned man in the world, if you don't know God, it doesn't benefit you at all. Every man eventually dies. However, men cannot be saved by their own wisdom or cleverness. They cannot go to heaven by their wisdom. They just go to hell once they die. So what is the use to have wisdom and cleverness of men? What is the use to live wealthy with fame on this earth? God says, I'll destroy the wisdom of the wise and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside. God says so because they will perish, and it has no value. So it's foolish in the sight of God. To believers, they are foolish. However, those who do not know about the message of the cross, we seem to be foolish. They go to the way of destruction, but they don't know. They don't know about God, the Creator. They just follow the enemy, devil, and Satan. But they say they are wise and they are clever. So how foolish they are in the sight of God. However, even with a little bit of wisdom, if they think deeply, they can find God. If they can look at the nature, they can find the divinity of God the Father. Isaiah, in Mami magazine, you heard that there are many wisdoms and educations. However, those, testifiers said that they had some questions in their hearts. They had the questions for spirit. Isaiah 29 verse 14 says, "Therefore, behold, I will once again deal marvelous with this people, wondrously marvelous, and the wisdom of their wise man will perish, and the discernment of their discerning man will be concealed." This was fulfilled through Jesus in the New Testament. Matthew 11:25, "At that time Jesus said, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants.'" Jesus came to this earth. By taking the cross, we were saved. Our Lord completed the salvation through this message of the cross. So, those who do not know God, those who don't accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, but say they are wise and clever, all their cleverness and wisdom will be perished. So they are foolish. In the times of Jesus, there were scribes and Pharisees who were proud of knowing the word of God well. But they didn't recognize Jesus. Even though Messiah was right before their eyes, they were just waiting for Messiah, and they rather destroyed the real Messiah. They persecuted the Messiah, they spit on him, they made a wicked scheme to kill him, and eventually they nailed him on the cross. They thought they were wise. However, they didn't realize the Messiah, and they went to the way of destruction. So where is their wisdom? Where is their cleverness? They didn't recognize Messiah. They didn't know about God. How foolish they are. Listen. There are two objects. One object said, "I'm full. I got no scent. I'm useless." The other object said, "I am proud. I have good scent. I'm beautiful. I'm pretty. So my master will choose me." However, when the master shows up, he picks up the object that called himself useless. Now, to people, which one of them is recognized useful? The first object who called himself full with no scent is the useful object to the master. So the master chose it. What does it mean? There are people who call themselves wise and clever, and others who are not. Our Father God does not look at the people's appearance, but their hearts. So when their hearts are proper before Father God, then they are acknowledged by God. Such people are true vessels that can be recognized by the Master. 1 Corinthians 1:20 says, "Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?" You know, who are wise men? Who are the scribe? Who are the debater? They are good at speaking. They are good at, good knowledge. Now, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." And Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." So the to fear God is the origin of knowledge and wisdom. So instead of saying, I got wisdom, I am wise. Instead, in the sight of God, the standard to distinguish whether or not we have wisdom is whether or not we fear God. Now, if Father God says, "You are true," that is much better than some other people call you are true. Say, let's say you want to be praised by your principal than your teacher. Let me put it this way. Praise of your brother and praise of your father. Which one is better? Which one makes you feel better? I hope you can be wise in the sight of God, not in the sight of people. We can gain true life only when we receive wisdom and knowledge given by God from above. God is emphasizing on this point. The wisdom and knowledge that we received from the ruler of this world does not give us benefit. That's why Father God says it's foolish. Therefore, when you set a standard, the word of truth, which is to fear God, should be standard, and you make a discernment on it. That's true wisdom, true knowledge. It's not foolish. However, those who are foolish despise God's wisdom and teachings. They despise God's teachings and do not accept the word of God. Once you say amen, then you have to try to change yourself. But when they're rebuked, they don't accept it. When they receive teachings, they don't accept it. They just disregard it. Father God says it's foolish. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Now, verse 20 of this scripture says, "Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?" True fear of God is the wisdom and knowledge. When people say it's not, if we go the way of destruction because of the knowledge of this world, how foolish it is to have worldly knowledge. Even though we know a lot, they will perish. We are a creature before God. Even if we say, "I learned this much, I have wisdom," can you boast of yourself like this? We cannot say so before God the Creator. The scripture says, "Where is the scribe?" The scribe is the one with good knowledge. True scribes are those who understand the word of the truth and make their spiritual bread of it. That's why Father God says, "Where is the debater? Where is the scribes?" Now, the next one is, where is the debater? We can be true debaters only when we are armed with the word of God and make up speech. We have to fear God and understand the word of God and make it our daily life and go the way of eternal life. That is wisdom. God is asking a question of those people who are going the way of destruction. You people, where are your wisdom and understanding? Where are scribes and debaters? Now, and the Bible concludes it. Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world? Even though they boast of themselves, they are not saved. They don't taste the power of God. They don't taste the resurrection. That's why God has made foolish the wisdom of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 says, "Since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God." God's wisdom is endless. God governs entire spaces. He makes weather. He makes it rain. He makes it snow. those who do not know God just think it's natural phenomena. Father God governs everything in heavens and on earth. But when we explain it to worldly people, they don't believe it. When we come to a summer retreat, when senior pastor prayed, the rain stopped and the sky got cleared out. And we've taken a picture. So when we show it to people, they don't reject. They don't. And when senior pastor prayed, the temperature are set to 24. Or when he prayed, it started to rain where it didn't rain. On his birthday, there was strong wind, so micro dust got away, and it is clear by the weather forecast man. However, since people cannot believe this, they just nod their head and say, something is not right. The knowledge and wisdom of this world prevent them from believing in the power of God. Before, it's foolish in the sight of God. And it says, since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God. The work of healing is the same. The works of healing are taking place all the time in this church. When senior pastor prayed from the pulpit, many diseases are healed. Through transcending space and time, whole world experienced these healing works. However, those worldly people who do not know God, and even those who believe, they believe in God, but without faith, they don't believe this. They say it's coincidence. Or they say, people just think, they are confused to be healed, but they are not actually healed. However, cancer was gone. Water in their lungs were gone. God's amazing works have been backed up by medical evidences. So those who call themselves wise and clever deny the work of God. So how foolish they look in the sight of God. Now, verse 21 continues to say, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. We cannot understand the Creator God with man's wisdom and knowledge. And that's why God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. That is, through the message of the cross, God made people reach salvation. When people listen to this message of the cross, those who wanted to know about God, those who wanted to know about the meaning of the cross, when they listen to this message of the cross, they started to change. They accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. They don't run after the world anymore. They run after the love of God and grace of God. John 20:29 says, Jesus said to him, because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see, yet believed. Those who are blessed believe in Father God, even though they don't see evidences or God. Some people have spiritual eyes, and though they see God. However, most people do not see the shape of God. Usually, people first come to believe in God through hearing the word of God preached. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Because this faith cannot be given through man's knowledge or wisdom, God was pleased to save men through the faith itself that they believe without seeing. So, I hope you can make bread from the word of God and receive wisdom and knowledge. But I wanna warn you this. Don't misunderstand that your wisdom and knowledge is bad. Knowing better, I'm knowing a lot, learning a lot is good. However, your knowledge should be turned into the wisdom and knowledge of God once you are armed with the Word of God. And it should be used to change you and to change people in your family and workplace. Father God does not rebuke you for the fact that you have wisdom and knowledge. But when you don't have, when you don't know God, that knowledge and wisdom will not benefit you. Just as the Ecclesiastes says, everything in the, under the sun is vanity. Therefore, if you go the way of destruction without knowing Father God who gave us birth, that wisdom and knowledge is useless. Therefore, to utilize your wisdom and understanding that you got from the world, first of all, you have to have the knowledge and wisdom of knowing God first. Otherwise, it would be better to be full without this knowledge and wisdom. Knowing God first is a way of blessing. Now, verse 22 says, for indeed, Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom. Here, the Jews has two meanings. First, it refers to the hypocrites among the Israelites who say they know God. They say they know God, but still ask for signs of evidence. At the time of Jesus, the Jews didn't recognize their Savior, even when He stood before their eyes, because they were seeking signs. They wanted the Messiah to appear in a glorious and magnified manner. They expected their Messiah to appear as a powerful king and ruler to rule over them. However, Jesus, who was preaching the gospel to them, was not dignified at all. He was born in a stable. He never wore any fancy clothes. He didn't seem to be the Messiah to their eyes. Because they were the hypocrites who were seeking signs, they only saw the things seen in their eyes. They couldn't recognize the true Messiah. Jesus, born in a stable, also had a spiritual meaning too. But they couldn't see spiritual things, but they followed the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of this life. They tried to find the Messiah in their own thoughts and wisdom. Eventually, they couldn't even recognize the Messiah who was right before their eyes. The second meaning of the term Jews spiritually means believers. We believers are spiritually the Jews. But the Jews whom Paul is giving advice are not the Jews with spiritual meaning of believer, but those Jews who are hypocrites. Jesus said in John 20:29, because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed. Blessed are those who believe in God and accept Jesus Christ and the kingdom of heaven just by hearing the word of God, but not seeing signs to confirm their belief. However, today, there are people who do not believe even though they see the signs that God showed to them. They may believe for that moment, but sooner or later, they forsake their faith. However, those who can believe without seeing do not have such shaky hearts. They are truly the blessed ones. If they saw signs and believed God, then they should trust the one who manifests that signs and wonders. Our mommy members have experienced so many signs and wonders and the power of God. Whenever it happened, your fleshly thoughts were broken. The evidences of the living God taking place in this church, you accepted God, you accepted the Lord, and you came to live by faith. Greeks searched for wisdom. The Greeks were knowledgeable and cultured. The Greek philosophy was well advanced. The people also possessed wisdom. When the Roman Empire ruled the whole world by destroying Greece, they took everything from Greece. The Greeks search for wisdom means those who have knowledge and wisdom will continue to learn and seek more wisdom. Even today, the Greeks search for wisdom. It means those who have knowledge and wisdom continue to learn more knowledge. The Greeks studied to develop and advance their knowledge and culture and to live happier lives. So they had such wisdom and knowledge. So their wisdom is to searching for the way to live happier with a luxurious life. However, wisdom of God is to make you a better life and a better eternal life. So you'd better get rid of this wisdom of the Greeks. But with the wisdom of knowing God, you have to go to the way of eternal life. Now, verse 23 says, We preach Christ crucified. We testify to the cross of Jesus Christ wherever we go. We don't deliver scientific civilization or philosophy, but we testify to Jesus Christ who saved us. Pastors who went to overseas crusades, testified. You know, whenever our senior pastor went out to overseas crusades, there are many people who interfere with our, our crusade. However, once senior pastor manifested the power of God and delivered the message, you know, they nailed down and accepted gospel. Now, verse 23 continues to say, to Jews, a stumbling block, and to Gentiles, foolishness. The Jews, a stumbling block. The Jews ask for signs and wonders. Some people say they will believe if they can see him and touch him. With hardened hearts, they ask for signs and they cannot believe unless they see. To them, the message of the cross of Jesus Christ becomes a stumbling block. Say, you say to them, Jesus Christ is our Savior. He redeemed us from our sin. He resurrected, and He will soon come back to take us back. Then they will rather persecute you because their conscience got struck. Since they piled up so many sins, they are afraid when we say the Lord will come back soon. In one corner of their hearts, they cannot deny that God exists. There is still some good conscience left in the depths of their hearts. That's why they become fearful when they hear about heaven and hell. So, then they should repent and seek God, but they just don't want to listen to such things. They rather try to repel their fears. They could not be saved. They just deny what we say. That's why, now, verse 23 continues to say, to Gentiles, foolishness. Gentiles refer to all unbelievers, whether Jews or Greeks. To all those who do not believe, the message of the cross of Jesus Christ seems foolish. If you say, the mute came to speak, the blind came to see, cripples walked, the dead came back to life, many people will say, it doesn't make sense. They must have recovered their senses. They will think you are lying. If they know you are not a liar, they will take it as some kind of coincidence. But they will not believe because they cannot understand with their wisdom and knowledge. With the knowledge and wisdom of the world, people can create something from something. There must be materials to create something. People cannot believe it is possible to create something out of nothing. But that's our wisdom. But if we say something was created from nothing, they say we are fool. They don't believe us. However, Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. The spiritual world cannot be understood by human knowledge. As we live in this third dimensional world, we cannot understand the spiritual world, which is four dimensional. By the wisdom of the Greeks, people cannot meet God. They cannot go to the way of eternal life. That's why Father God calls them foolish. Say, someone is sick, they try to give them medicine or surgery. They say, how can he be healed by receiving prayer? How can the dead come back to life? How can the cripples walk again? But senior pastor gave us testimony in 1986. There was a little child outside the church. He got compulsion. His body was like all, you know, crooked. He was dying. But after receiving senior pastor's prayer, he vomited and he came back to life. Those who didn't believe say, you know, since, you know, his grandfather believed in his, with confidence, you know, he was healed. However, that kid was just a year old. Those with the worldly knowledge and understanding cannot believe it, but it is true. And these things are taking place all the time in Mamim Church. This is what Mamim members experience every day. Now, verse 24 continues to say, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Those who are called, who are the called, are the ones who accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and came into faith. Christ is the power of God to those children of God who believe in Him, whether they were Jews or Greeks. Even among the hypocritical Jews, some of them believed in Jesus Christ and received salvation. And there were some Greeks who met God while they were seeking knowledge and wisdom. Not everyone who has knowledge denies God. Some people seek God and meet Him because of the knowledge of they gain. People with intelligence, people of intelligence are being evangelized nowadays. Once, we knew nothing about being resurrected or about eternal life. We just thought our earthly existence was everything. But we came to know heaven and hell, and our dead spirit is revived. By accepting Jesus Christ, we came to go the way of eternal life. All these are the power of God who revives the dead. In Jesus Christ, we found that power. The power of God is creating something from nothing. The power of God is leading us, who are destined to hell, to the way of salvation. The wisdom of God, we are saved through Jesus Christ. As Jesus said, He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Christ who gives us life and becomes the way to the kingdom of heaven. And thus, He is the power and wisdom of God who saved us. The message of the cross was hidden before ages. It's the wisdom of God. How great His wisdom is, because He made people understand the message of the cross through the human cultivation. Even enemy devil Satan couldn't know this secret of God. So how can man imagine it? Because God saves us, allows us to become perfect, and give us eternal life, He is wise. That is His wisdom. Who in this world can give us salvation, and who can change our lives? Who can change the heart of an evil man into a good heart? Only the power of God in Jesus Christ that changes and leads us to eternal kingdom is the wisdom of God. To receive the wisdom and power of God in Christ, we have to humbly put down our ego and self. Verse 25 says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. You have to know why Father God said like this. Even people have great knowledge and wisdom. If they don't know God the Creator, their wisdom and knowledge cannot lead them to the way of eternal life. So in the sight of God, they are so foolish, and their knowledge and wisdom are useless. Through the wisdom and knowledge that we got, we have to seek God and find Him. We have to develop that knowledge and wisdom in God, and we have to glorify through them. That is the way to eternal life. If you seek for something else with your own knowledge and wisdom, you should know they're all in vain. And you should wake up and realize that there is eternal life somewhere else. The knowledge of knowledge and wisdom without knowing God is useless. You have to know God first, and you have to accept our Lord as your Savior. Then knowledge, wisdom, wealth, health, honor, fame will follow you. Let me delve into it. Verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. There is no foolishness in God. God told us to turn the other cheek when somebody strikes one of our cheeks. He tells us to go to 2 miles if someone forces us to go 1 mile. From the viewpoint of the world, you know, God's word seems foolish. We have to hit back. That's the wisdom of the world. Otherwise, we will be called fool. However, Father God tells us to become the fool, yield, and lost by the wisdom of the world. It seems so foolish. However, when we act by the word of God, we can even love our enemies and make peace with them. This is the way of victory. Therefore, the teachings of God is much wiser than man. The foolishness of God is something that looks foolish in the sight of the unbelievers. In fact, there is no foolishness in God. Now, verse 25 continues to say, the weakness of God is stronger than man. In the sight of unbelievers, God may seem weak, because we have to turn the other cheek when we are hit on one cheek. Because we are weak, we have to turn the other cheek. Because the truth tells us to yield, give way, endure, and even step back in an attempt to have peace. What about the worldly people? They do not yield. They try to take more and flaunt themselves to be noticed more. Think about your past. Did you respect people when you try to be strong, when you try to defeat others, when you try to, you know, boast of yourself? Who obeyed you then? They forcibly followed you, but they didn't follow you from the bottom of their heart. You didn't make peace truthfully. You pretend as if you made peace. You pretend to obey. But after you learn the word and change yourself, you broke yourself, you become humble, and you became gentle. Now, you are in love, you made peace with them, you become obedient. When you were strong, you tried to force people. Now in the truth, you became weak. However, those people came into you. That is, you became stronger in the truth. Now, verse 26 says, we consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. Now, consider your calling, brethren. This verse tells us how God calls us believers. According to the flesh refers to unbelievers. So when we didn't believe whom God called, you know, there were not many wise according to the flesh. Those who do not believe in God boast of themselves, saying they have fame, money, wisdom, knowledge, and so on. But all those things are foolish to God because they don't have the true knowledge of life. They don't know where they came from. They don't know where they are heading. They didn't know about God who is guiding their lives. But they say they are wise. But in the sight of God, they are so foolish. There are some people who seek God and find God even after, you know, running after flesh. In Mami magazine, you heard some people develop themselves, but they had, you know, some vanity in their heart. Heaven and hell and purposes, they couldn't find it in their worldly life. Some people sought God and found God, but they are very aware, and even their knowledge is not much. Now verse 26 says, not many mighty. If they are mighty, they would give happiness to people and they would give many benefits to people. But it's hard to find such people. In Korean history, General Admiral Lee Sun-shin protected this country. He even sacrificed his life to save his people. King Sejong loved people, created Hangul. However, such people are rare to find. However, even those people acknowledge that God's existence. Now, verse 26 says, not many noble. There are people who are boasting of their family or family line. They say they are from royal family. Or a well-known general was their ancestor. However, some ancestors might have given some loss to this country. Those in a good family line seem hard to continue. Some family of dukes or some noble family continue, but it's really fine in even European countries. Now, verse 27 says, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. The wise refers to those who call themselves wise. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Those with true knowledge and wisdom is the one who fear God. Without knowing true knowledge and wisdom, they seek for perishable knowledge, and they are foolish in the sight of God. But God chooses the foolish of the world to shame the wise. When we go to heaven, we can see those people who call themselves wise will be ashamed. They were arrogant, so they didn't seek God. But they will be ashamed in hell. In Luke chapter 16, there are parables that Jesus introduced. It's about rich man and beggar Lazarus. The rich man habitually dressed in purple and fine linen. He lived a joyous life in a splendor every day. However, the beggar Lazarus laid at his gate. Those were coming and licking his sores, and he longed to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. But death, the rich man went into the lower Hades and remained there in pain. The poor man Lazarus received salvation and went to the bosom of Abraham. So how shameful it is for the rich man. But it is no use regretting now. Now, why does God choose the foolish but not the wise? Our Lord said in Matthew 18, verse 3, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Let me tell you its meaning. Children are simple. They don't use their thoughts to do something. They just follow what they are taught. Spiritual children simply accept the word of God, the word of truth, like children do. They believe it and they obey it. So they can change by the word. They become poor in spirit and reach the kingdom of heaven. But grown-ups are not like so. When they listen to the truth, they started to think. They judge with fleshly thoughts. People with arrogance has no way to find God. They have to get rid of all knowledge and wisdom. With the pure heart like children, they have to accept Jesus Christ and believe in signs and wonders and believe that Father God truly exists. Then Father God will give them faith. Children do not use their thoughts. They are simple. So they just accept what they are taught by their parents or teachers. They don't judge. When people listen to the preachers with pure heart like children and believe in Father God, and by that faith they will be saved. So that's why the Lord said, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Since we became like children, we accepted the Lord and keep the Sabbath day holy. We live such a blessed life. Father God is such people like these children. Father God doesn't want to find grown-ups who are arrogant. Father God seeks children with pure hearts, with good conscience. People who call children foolish and boast of themselves wise, Father God knows that they are useless. People should believe that God created something from nothing. But those grown-ups don't believe this. They only believe that something can be created from something. They cannot obey the truth. So Father God chooses only those with pure heart and simple heart and poor in spirit, those who seem to be foolish in the sight of the worldly people. Those children in pure heart act by the word of God. They don't use their thoughts. They got rid of the wisdom of the world. They just obey the word of God and practice it. They just live a life of yield. Yielding is giving up benefit. Yielding is giving benefit to others. But the people of the worldly knowledge cannot do this. They try to take more. But they have to give up? No way. It can be only done by spiritual children who look for the truth. The heart of serving others by sacrificing themselves, it can never be imagined by the worldly knowledge. They want to take more, but they have to sacrifice themselves, see some loss, and helping others? Well, they cannot understand it with their fleshly wisdom. However, those with the standard of spiritual children act by this word of truth. And they are sorry to see people who don't do so. They try hard to live by the truth, pray, remember the word of God and practice it. Say, when we listen to the word of God, those who are rebuked are pleased by the Lord. This is the opposite to the worldly wisdom. And the worldly people rejoices when they're praised, but when they're rebuked, they lose heart. But spiritual children, they change themselves by the word of truth. So when they're rebuked or pointed, they just accept it by checking their hearts. And then they repent and turn back and accept the rebuke, you know, with joy. Thank you for rebuking me. I'll put it in my heart and challenge myself. They say like this. They make the truth their standard. No. Before they thought, you know, I used to be praised a lot. But now, they say, it is all by the grace of God. Thank you for rebuking me. I will change myself. All the not wisdom of the world, they want it to be praised, they want it to be acknowledged, but they changed. So they accept and welcome the rebuke of others, and they rather say thank you. They are spiritual children. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. So those who call themselves wise should be ashamed on this earth, but they don't realize it. They will be ashamed in hell. once they die. They couldn't even, they will not even look at you in heaven. Luke 16:24, he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I'm in agony in this flame. Can you imagine how he was suffering to say, you know, let him dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue? He said, I'm in agony in his flame. How shameful. So you should know this. You should give thanks for choosing you. You should be full of thanks all the time. Now verse 27 continues to say, God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. Jesus was also weak according to worldly standards. He is the one of the triune God. He's the Son of God. But he ran away. He didn't break off the smoldering wick. He was such a gentle man. He is our Savior. He was our Messiah. Even when he didn't even break off, you know, put out. Our Lord was so gentle and meek. He was not heard in the street. Such Lord is our Savior. Strong people just break off easily. They just put out candles easily. However, we should not choose what is good in our sight, but we should choose goodness in the sight of God. In God's viewpoint, goodness is weak and avoiding and taking care of. To get this wisdom and knowledge of God, we should be humble, lower ourselves. Verse 28 says, the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen the things that are not, so that he may nullify things that are. Apostle Peter, Jesus' best disciple, was a fisherman. He didn't have much education. At the time, fisherman was not respected. But God chose those lowly people to nullify and shame those who were lifted up among men. Acts 4, verses 13 and 14 says, now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. People thought they were uneducated and foolish. So they were surprised when they saw them speaking better than any other eloquent speakers. Even though they were fishermen, they received the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit forced them to speak, so they spoke out. So those who tried to criticize could not say anything. Verse 43 of Acts chapter 2 says, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. The worldly people came to be afraid of the disciples of Jesus. They were called from fishermen and from among, you know, minorities who were despised in this world. Why were people afraid of them? Because they saw that God was with the disciples and they manifested signs and wonders. In Matthew chapter 14, King Herod was afraid of John the Baptist. He imprisoned John the Baptist, but he was afraid of him. Even when beheaded John the Baptist, when he heard that Jesus' disciples called and healed sick people, the King Herod said, John the Baptist revived, and he was afraid. When those people saw the signs and wonders manifested by Jesus' disciples, they couldn't deny what they said. On the outside, they denied the powerful signs and wonders manifested by disciples, but they still had some conscience left in their hearts, because they could never show those signs and wonders, the things manifested by the disciples. What about mom in church? There are many churches. They don't teach their members to cast off sin, to live by the word. Many churches, give, evening service bi-weekly. Some churches, their members go to a restaurant to have lunch. They just say, God bless you. And those churches, help their congregation to enjoy the rest of Sunday. They say it's okay to, give, morning service only on Sunday. However, Dr. Gerald Lee and Manmin Central Church teach only the Word of God, how to pray, how to worship God. Those who are thirst for truth, those who wanted to lead by the Word of God, but they came to this church, and they say, I'm so thankful for finding such church that can manifest the power of God and say the word, and preach the Word of God, that teaches us how to live by the Word of God. I'm so thankful. They say they are happy to come to this church. As we listen to the word of truth, we live by the truth, by its teaching. We are taught to be humble and lower ourselves. That has become our standard, and we live by it. We at least try, and we attend many kinds of, education, conference, and we analyze our hearts, and we remember them, and pray to live by it. In my magazine, and you heard it, what is the best education? Well, in my thought, breaking our limit, helping us to break our limit is the best education. We have to break our limit to resemble our Father God by recovering lost image of Father God. That kind of teaching is the best education. When we receive that education, how blessed we are to remember this message and become wise. Those who seek for God's wisdom and power in Christ have to boast in the Lord. Now, verse 29 says, so that no man may boast before God. If God calls and uses those who have much wisdom, wealth, education, or money in this world, will they have reverent fear of God? People like this say they are successful in this world because they are well-educated and smart, not because God blessed them. If these people, become a pastor, and they are successful, they are likely to think it is because they are wise and well-educated. They think they are excellent and capable at what they do. They do not give glory to God. However, the Bible teaches to confess with our lips that the Lord is our Messiah. Christians know the truth. So we confess that everything is done by the Lord. Holy Spirit, help me. It is done by the grace of God. We confess. We confess like this. Our God uses the despised of the world so that we would not boast ourselves in this world. The verse 30 says, by His doing, you are in Christ Jesus. All men and all things in the universe were from God. But Adam, who was established as the Lord of all creatures, was cursed due to his sin, and all authority that he had was handed over to the devil. But through Jesus Christ, who redeemed us from sin, the authority was recovered. That's why God says, by His doing, you are in Christ Jesus. Now verse 30 continues to say, Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Wisdom is to fear God. God's wisdom saves us, leads us to cast off sins, allows us to live in the truth, and guides us to the eternal kingdom of heaven. Righteousness that makes us wise, holy, and righteous is goodness. This goodness is God, the truth. We came to live in the world of truth by accepting Jesus Christ. God's word makes us live a life of righteousness and goodness in the Lord. The fruit of righteousness is seen in sanctification. It will show in action. As we arm ourselves with the truth and become righteous, that righteousness will be shown in action. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 says, "Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth." Our word and our action should go hand in hand. When our faith is shown in action, we will surely bear fruit. We will be bound to the truth of the Lord. We became united as one and redeemed in the Lord who is the way of life. John said in John 14:6, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." We are bound to the Lord. And we can be holy by our action. Dear brothers and sisters, can you say, "I cannot change because of my bad environment"? Well, it's difficult because it is you who try to do it. It's because you try to do it with your own knowledge and wisdom. If you get rid of your wisdom and understanding, but make God's goodness your standard, then you will be humble, then you will be able to serve, and you will sacrifice yourself. As you do so, you will be led to better heaven. When you help people, when you serve others, when you are faithful, you should say, "I can do this by the grace of God." A cell leader had many members in her cell. So she prepared all the good things because many members in her cell were some elderly people. So she served them a lot. In the beginning, she did it by her own might. But she found later herself not happy. Later, she went to work. In her work, you know, she was praised, she was acknowledged because she was so faithful. So she received a blessing. She had an internship and later on she got a counseling. Now she said, she asked me, "Pastor, what should I do? Should I continue to go to work or, quit, cell leader?" The pastor said, "If you like it, you'd better work." The pastor said so because the pastor knew that, she would quit, her position as a cell leader. The cell leader thought, the pastor would continue to become the cell leader as she was working at her work. And she decided to quit working and working as a cell leader. Now she changed. She said, "Pastor, I started to change from the moment on. I realized that I was able to help people because by the grace of God. As I felt the love of God while helping others, driving them, I am so happy. I'm so happy to give them. I'm so happy to serve them. I'm so full of joy nowadays to do my duty now." We are not paid as we work for Father God's kingdom. Sometimes we are, unfairly treated. But when we try to do it by our own might, we can be tired, we can be bothered, we can be bored. However, when we do it by the grace of God, thinking the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can be happy with joyful heart. Verse 31 says, "So that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." Why does God choose the foolish, the weak, and the despised of the world to do His work? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says, "Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?" And verse 14 says, "I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun. And behold, all is vanity and striving after wind." That is, because all we do under the sun, there is nothing but the Lord to boast. No matter what kind of wealth, honor, fame, knowledge you got, everything outside the Lord is in vain. Since even the best things will eventually perish, and they will only lead us to hell. Galatians chapter 9 verse 10 says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going." There is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. In hell, there is no need for knowledge or wisdom. You will just suffer. You will be persecuted in the fire of hell. And there is a fire of brimstone. You will be suffer. So, there is no need for planning knowledge or wisdom. That's why Ecclesiastes 12 verses 13 and 14 says, "The conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments," because this applies to every person. "For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil." Therefore, people should know their life is full of foolish things. They should get rid of vanity and come into the Lord. So the preacher says, all is vanity. But fear God. That is the duty of man. God knows every act. Even though it is hidden, He knows. When David committed sin, God said to him through Samuel, the prophet, "Indeed, you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and under the sun." God judges all the acts, whether it is good or evil. We know this, so we are blessed. We are blessed. The wisdom and understanding in the Lord are not useless. So whatever we do, like study, eating, drinking, we can use that knowledge and understanding in the Lord. That will glorify God, and it will become our reward in heaven. People say they glorify God when they are praised. However, they say in part of their heart that I did much, I did this much. It does not fully glorify God. Father God searches heart, men's hearts. Those who can glorify Father God from the depths of their heart are the ones with true heart. If they did something good, it is by the grace of God. If they are short of something, because they are short of something, with this heart, they can truly glorify Father God. Our shepherd always said, "You should live the life of giving glory to God." So when I went to school, when I met friends, I always thought whether it is pleasing to the sight of God, whether it is glorifying God. My teacher in school, you know, made me sing a popular song, but I didn't know not single song. You heard the popular song, but what about new song? And I started to sing Himmel song and told them about the General Naaman. My classmates were so much interested in my story. When I told this to my senior pastor, he was so pleased. I was able to boast of like this because Senior Pastor always taught me to the way of glorifying our Father God. And when I did that, he was so pleased. When we had the family worship, when there was a gospel contest, we practiced a lot for about like a month. And we sang this, the song and Korean costume with dance, with instruments like tambourines or other instruments. We practiced. Senior Pastor always taught us to meditate on the lyrics of the song first and sing the song thinking of the Lord. He said, when you sing this song, what kind of heart did you have? He asked every one of us. And I had this kind of heart. And Senior Pastor explained that when you sing with that kind of song, with that kind of heart, Father God is so much pleased. How to glorify our Father God when I lived my life like this? Father God was pleased and gave us blessing. If you do so, Father God will surely bless you too. And this blessing is not in vanity. And you can boast of this blessing in the Lord. I said, Father God is searching for people with the heart of children. Check whether you have already become grown-ups. Look back on yourself and get rid of it. You should believe in Father God who creates something from nothing. Glorify Him and live the blessed life and boast of in the Lord. Let me conclude this message. Christ is the wisdom and power of God. Christ is the wisdom and power of God because man's wisdom is in vain without knowing God's wisdom. If you do not know God, if you do not know the eternal life, the end of worldly knowledge is hell. You don't live thousands of years on this earth. Even though you do, hell and heaven has no limit, no end. So if you fall down to hell, you will suffer forever and ever. If you go to heaven, you will live in glory forever and ever. So even though you are wealthy on this earth, if you don't know God, then you will eventually suffer in hell. So such life is not blessed life. However, it is so precious to utilize the wisdom and understanding in the Lord. A student who do not know God studies for his future, but it has nothing to do with his spirit. But once he knows God and lives his life to glorify Father God and studies for his future, then you will become his reward. The wisdom and understanding of God is to fear God. The truth should be the standard. The life of true wisdom is to fear God and keep His commandments. We can receive the wisdom and power of God in Christ when we humbly put our self-ego. The truth and wisdom of flesh are so much different. In this fleshly world, people want to be loved and recognized. However, in the space of spirit, it is to serve and sacrifice. These two worlds are completely different. So you have to put down yourself. If you use your wisdom and understanding, you cannot find the answer of God. You have to put down yourself and change yourself by the truth and act by the truth. Then you can experience God's wisdom and power. Whenever you experience God's work, whenever you understand God's wisdom and power, you have to empty yourself and fill yourself with the word of the truth. To the extent that you have self-ego in you, you can understand Father God's heart. You cannot color yourself with the color of God. You have to empty yourself every day. You have to fill your heart with the word of the Lord. you should become humble. By habit, you have to always think of what is the will of God. You have to empty yourself to boast of yourself, but live by the truth. So, to experience God's power and wisdom, we have to boast of in the Lord. What is it to glorify God? What is it to please God? You have to think it all the time. Then even if you see some loss in the beginning, the end will be wisdom and power. I have witnessed shepherds 44 years after he met God. He has lived the life of depending only on God. He glorified Father God whenever he manifested great power. He always said he can do nothing if Father God is not with him. Put your wisdom and power into nothing, just as the shepherd did and does. If Father God withdraws His power from me, I cannot do nothing. I don't drive. I don't use computers. Since Father God is with me, by the power of God, I can do this. That's the confession of our shepherd. He always humbles himself, and he only glorifies our Father God. So put your wisdom and power into nothing, and act by the will of God, and glorify Father God. Don't say, I've done this much too, but confess that since Father God gives me strength and gives me grace, I can do this. Without Father God, I can do nothing. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites, on the internet, in GCN, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe. Drive away all negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, infirmities, go away. May the light come. Please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, all inflammations go away and be cleansed. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, deaf come to hear, and mute come to speak. heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away, and their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits. All forces of darkness, loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify with their lips. Father God, be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.